Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning. This game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. Don't scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
We're good.
Anything the rest of you want to do?
Both of these ladies are gone, so...
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody except for Captain Dan is spoken for.
Yeah, and Captain Dan's like, this is really bad military land strategy to go run out on my own.
All right, so sounds like Spencer's on his own.
Yeah.
Landry
heads north.
No.
How long would it take you to feel uncomfortable, Spencer?
Honestly, pretty quickly.
Captain Dan is standing over Rubini's shoulder, seeing where they stop.
I'm already...
And marking it
I'm
on a map.
I'm already uncomfortable.
So what would you like to do about your uncomfortableness?
I think, honestly, before we'd even go, I'd ask my friend how you know, in a nonchalant, totally cash way... Ask, how long is the trip going to be? Are we there yet?
It's difficult. We are going through a war-torn country, of course. So maybe an hour, give or take.
That could put you right in Mosul.
Or right at Rassam's.
Or right there. Or there. But they're heading north. Rassam's would be east.
Yep. It was northeast. The same road that led to Rassam's led to Mosul.
Did it?
Yeah.
Just depends on whether or not you cross the river, big guy.
Yeah.
If you get the opportunity to take some
river
pictures
sticks.
Before you're shot.
Oh, man.
I mean, you are going armed, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was literally already thinking about how I was going to... I'm just trying not to play into Cody's paranoia that he's trying
of course
to...
Not.
Yeah. I'm just going to...
I'm just over here
I'm,
trying to
I'm
add
already,
to it.
Literally, like, seriously, I'm a veteran. I've dealt with this. I'm taking a calculated risk because this could very, very much pay off. Fuck you. I'm taking a calculated risk because this could very much pay off. It's fine. We're hour. Hour's nothing. Let's go.
It's a great plan. I look forward to seeing how it turns out.
Yeah.
I mean, he did specifically tell us how shitty the last hour and a half of his day was when we walked in the building, and he
like,
planned on killing as many
as he
could.
Someone and no one's been murdered
yeah
yet.
No, they'll be quiet unless you want to make any small talk, Spencer.
Yeah, actually, I will. I'll make small talk about and they can hear me, right?
I don't know. They didn't really specify what they were
they're
doing.
They're tracking you. I don't think they're...
Oh, yeah, I said I want to be heard, but I thought that was most important.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
I want GPS and I want to be heard. I said I want to be bugged and I want to be...
So you want to be bugged live?
Yes.
Who's doing that?
It would be Al Rubini.
Sigint.
Don't fuck this up.
You don't have to tell Spencer the result if you want to message me.
Okay. Am I saying it into the void?
Success means he is heard live. Failure means it is intermittent, and I'll decide what you are or are not able to hear.
So I think I want to start to discuss some of the things happening in Mosul. Like, have you heard about the... Have you heard about the kidnappings? Of course, it's a time of war, but these seem different. Have you heard anything?
I've not heard of anything specific, but again, I'm taking you to some of my brothers, one of our leaders. They may have more information than I do. Of course, I work alongside you in Kirkuk. I'm not as connected as they may be.
For the listening audience who has no idea, I haven't seen Schroeder check SIGINT, so...
I'm not sitting here with my notebook and my pencil out or anything.
Yeah. You two have the same disease. You know what?
Alcoholism. Sadism.
Alcohol. If we share a disease, alcoholism may be it.
Yeah.
I think mine's more progressive than this.
No, 1,000%. Yeah. No. I've actually tried to slack off because I was concerned.
I'll get you there.
I'm controlled. On Fridays when I have to drive home.
Yeah.
Until 1 p.m. when you, Jeff, put it in here.
That's how I'm going to be feeling at about 1 a.m. when I finally get home and I suck something that's stiffer than a 4% beer.
1 a.m.
Unless I'm going to get myself fired from work.
Oh, yep. All right, Cody, drive me to the ditch.
Sure.
Keep asking questions.
Yeah, anything else? Any small talk?
Yeah. You know, I think I'd ask about his family. Mm. I talk about my...
make you sympathetic.
Yeah. No, I talk about my 13-year-old son.
Huh. Strong warrior, then.
In America, we don't breed strong warriors.
That is unfortunate.
You're trying to get him to be sympathetic.
Well, I'm a strong warrior, but...
Of course.
We're a rare breed where I come from. Do you have sons?
Two daughters.
Mm. Always wished I had a daughter, but... And then he just kind of trails off. He kind of opens his jacket a little bit, shakes a bottle, pops it, takes a pill, puts it back. Fully automatic. It's not even like.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot that that's the opioid addict.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just bringing him back to baseline. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's fine. No big deal. I mean, Glancy doesn't write fucking pill poppers and porn addicts and fucking, you know, broken people into his game.
Nope.
He surely didn't write that into the NPCs. No, it's fine. Eventually, the uncomfortable drive lasts about an hour. Whether or not you're aware of it, you drive straight north. And you arrive in Erbil, E-R-B-I-L, Iraq, which is the capital of the Kurdistan region. So you're solidly in Peshmerga territory.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know how big Erbil is. I'm going to assume it is at least somewhat metropolitan. I don't know how war-torn it is. I would imagine at least some. So there's probably rubble, damage, people picking it up. It's well into night at this point. It's evening. You're taken to a home. I don't know if there are any particular cultural aspects of the Peshmerga. But Hassam takes you through a number of areas. It's dressed thematically appropriate for what I presume is a predominantly Muslim group. And he introduces you to Kadir Sadeghi. Kadir Sadeghi.
Erbil is actually a fairly large...
I mean, when I Googled it before, it seemed like a pretty big metropolitan area.
Yeah. There's a giant park in there.
It looks like a really nice place from Google Maps. Now, what it looks like in 2016, I don't necessarily know, but it is territory, quote unquote, controlled by the Peshmerga. And Qadir sits you down, offers you, if it's not culturally inappropriate, hookah, tobacco, alcohol, whatever seems appropriate. And everybody in my game smokes. I don't know why, because I'm not a smoker, but I love the idea of smoking. It's definitely fucking Morley's from Cigarette Smoking Man, but maybe a hookah or whatever. He sat down.
Some Turkish coffee.
Right. Absolutely.
That shit is good.
Juicy up.
So he sits down and you are introduced to Qadir. Welcome, my friend. He speaks to you in Arabic.
Okay.
Welcome to the Peshmerga.
It is an honor to meet the leader of those who fight alongside us against the evil that is ISIS.
A leader may be a bit much, but I appreciate the honorifics.
In this fight, there are some more clandestine ways in which to achieve our goals.
Of course.
And I have heard that the Peshmerga are exceptionally adept at the art of intel.
Your compliments are appreciated.
Well,
what are you meeting me for?
We need some information on the goings on in Mosul. And probably more importantly, we need some information on Tariq Muhammad Rassam. Mm. He plays a vital role in my and my superiors' stated objectives.
Fair enough. Information for the Americans on Mosul makes sense. Tariq Rassam, I am not specifically familiar with.
It's important in ways in which I cannot quickly explain or may not matter to you, honestly.
Of course. No, I understand. The Peshmerga have contacts. They have information. I understand you're interested in getting information. Sure.
He has a compound southeast of Mosul that has a lot of intelligence that we deem important. We're looking to mount an attack on the compound, but before we do that, we thought it wise to see if any of your people are on the compound, because we would be remiss if we injured or killed one of your own.
Social role. I will allow persuade. I will allow... Jeff, you're looking at a character sheet. What other things would apply?
Charisma?
Let's see what else.
No, that's it. Unless you're trying humant or something like that.
I would allow humant.
Persuade.
Persuade, I would allow.
It's a human. Got it.
Okay.
10 under 60.
Very nice. I appreciate your concern for our folks. If you would provide intel of when you may... He sort of rolls his eyes and sort of waves his hand in a non-committal way. Before you were to liberate such a place, I appreciate you reaching out to see if it would affect any of the Peshmerga. I'm not currently aware of any individuals, but if you would allow some time, I could perhaps find out.
We have time. Not too much of it, but we have time.
Of course. No one has time in war.
For the safety of our brothers, time is...
Of course. Of course.
And also, I know one of the resources we have to provide is money. We are willing to pay for some boots on the ground to help us liberate this if it is deemed necessary. We would like to know who has the compound now. We're assuming it is the Islamic State, but we are not sure.
I appreciate your heads up.
Yes. But we would be willing to pay for a force to take and hold the grounds and evacuate the intelligence.
What is this worth to you? You're all on your own.
50,000.
I appreciate the incredibly generous offer. I must tell you, though, while your American dollars are useful, if I were to be honest, can I be honest with you?
Please.
God, I love role-playing with you, Spencer, in a lot of ways. If I were to be honest, we need, more than anything, assets. We need technical support, supplies, intel. These are things that are more valuable than gold. You can understand this, of
course. Completely. Mm-hmm.
If these can be provided, I would be more than willing to share what intel I can.
I would be more than willing to provide, of course. Now, some specifics would be helpful.
Sure.
Things you specifically need. The more specific you can be with me, the more likely you will get what you need.
I've had 6 or 7 of these. 2 minutes.
Your level of intoxication.
I'm legitimately pressed right now.
Well, his level of intoxication drastically increased from the start of the role play to where we currently are.
Correct. And no. I planned this several hours ago, and it's been several hours, and there's only half a bottle of it left.
That's being generous.
That's definitely significantly further down than...
But half. Not all my fault.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just mostly.
Mostly, I will.
Just so everybody knows, the slurring drawl was not the character.
I was going to say, I had
it
about,
was the actor.
I had about
the
one finger
accent,
of that.
You fox.
Yeah. Not in a ditch yet.
I think you're doing considerably well for a dead man.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd already written you off.
Well, we know where you are, so we've already called in the airstrike. Yeah. Go ahead and get as much information as you can.
Yeah, fucking tomahawking the Peshmerga is a great idea.
Yeah, great.
Human for yep. Landry.
Nope.
Make sure and check it.
Check it, yep. He...
I already checked it once. Can I check it twice?
No.
I think you should get 2 checks for a crit.
Oh,
fail.
Fuck off.
You get a tomahawk missile.
You absolutely get a tomahawk missile. But if... damn it. The joke's gone. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Foxes.
Don't worry.
There's a tomahawk missile Steven Seagal knife fight joke from... Under
oh, Tommy
siege.
Lee Jones.
There it is. Not Tommy Lee Jones. Who did he fight in the knife?
Tommy Lee Jones.
That's in the original film, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the leader of the terrorists or whatever.
Did he knife fight Tommy Lee
Yes.
Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the control room of a battleship.
Yep.
Maybe I'm thinking of Under Siege 2.
Yeah, the knife fight on the train.
Right.
With the missile that hits the train and blows up the bridge. Yeah.
Basically the same goddamn movie. Yeah. I get it. I'm confused.
And then he cuts the guy's fingers off by closing the helicopter door on him.
And blows up the microwave with the fucking... the scratch pad. Did Tommy Lee Jones get fucking blown across the deck in that film too?
No, that in the first movie he does not. He gets his eyes gouged.
There's somebody who they load the guns and somebody gets blown across the deck.
I have a feeling you're mixing film.
No. I'm 1000% right on that. They load the
Is this
gun.
How the character dies?
No.
Okay, then maybe Tommy Lee Jones, that happened to him.
They load the guns and shoot the fucking 11 billion millimeter guns. And then somebody gets blown across the deck because they're not ready for it.
Maybe.
It's definitely
I don't
the first
remember.
Film.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the one that takes place on a ship. Yes.
Correct, yes. Yep. And then there are no artillery guns on the train. Yes.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones gets his eye thumbed out,
yes.
A knife in top of the head, and
Correct.
Then shoved face first through the command console.
Correct.
Yeah.
But before that, they launched the guns.
It would probably be early in the film because they're stealing the ship.
Also, so. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Yeah. It's a decent film.
Yeah. Sure, we'll say decent.
I really Medium. Liked Executive Decision where he died in the first 10 minutes.
Seagal?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one, so I'm going to
Oh
try
my
and look
God, that's a great one.
Yeah. It's actually a Kurt Russell movie.
10 out of 10 Steven Seagal film.
It's actually his number one movie.
That's
Correct,
amazing.
Because he fucking dies in 10 minutes. What the fuck does he say? I don't remember. He closes off. You'll solve it. And he like fucking closes the fucking thing and dies. because he's billed, right? He's like billed. Like, look up Executive Decision. He's like billed as the second actor. And he dies like 8.5 minutes into the fucking
Have you guys seen his new police like action movie series that he's doing? It's terrible.
I can't stand his Russian pop propaganda.
Yeah, he's still saying things like, "Oh, yeah, I know how to do that because I've been doing it for 14 years."
Are you talking about the Tom,
everything?
Are you talking about the Tom Segura Steven Seagal bit? If you haven't watched it, go watch it because it's from years ago where he's literally joking about Steven Seagal and his show. He's like eighth on the list.
In executive decision?
Mm-hmm. It goes Kurt Russell, Halle Berry, John Leguizamo. Maybe this isn't billed.
Poster. Is there a poster?
Oh, yeah, he's not on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell.
Wow.
And what looks like...
a Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear to God, he was top billed in that.
Mm-mm.
Because it was a big, like, ooh, because fucking Kurt Russell's in and he dies like 7 minutes into the film.
No,
he's billed last on the poster.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kurt Russell, Halle Berry, John Leguizamo, Oliver Platt, Joe Morton.
And it is not a Blackhawk. If you look,
no, it's a stealth bomber.
He is there.
Yeah. He dies like literally less than 10 minutes into the film.
Shit. No, that's not that's the DVD cover. This is the movie poster.
Got ya.
Yeah. Well, that was back when he was still selling movies.
So. Good movie.
It was.
Really good movie.
Best Steven Seagal movie.
You're big, but not necessarily. Back to Spencer dying.
You're not going to have a lot to cut out of this one?
No, not at all.
I'm not going to cut shit out of this. This is funny.
Best decision we ever made.
An executive decision.
Okay, so where were we?
You were looking for a list of specific items?
Yeah. I was looking for what... So,
Grady, brother, what can we... 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, brother?
We are knowledgeable, but not...
all-knowing.
Correct. I would be extremely interested in the actions of... the Turkish element.
That makes sense.
Yep.
They really fucking hate the Turks.
Yeah, they do.
Of course. Are you looking for agents, for troop movements, for anything that you can get?
Of course. While I appreciate your financial contribution to the Peshmerga, intelligence information is far more valuable. If you can find anything, please let me know. I will look into this Rassam and his property for you.
Thank you. That is much appreciated.
Of course.
One final thing.
Yes.
Do you have lines into Mosul? Do you have ways to get in contacts within Mosul that if we can provide some intel on... the Turkish elements in the area. You could provide us some intel on the goings-on in Mosul.
Perhaps. I like to believe that our network is widespread, but without definition, it's difficult to respond.
Have you been following some of the attacks recently in Mosul? let me rephrase that better.
Humint. Yep, you get whatever you get, but you can check it if you haven't already.
He just did a minute ago.
I know he did.
Thanks for rubbing salt in the wound.
Yep.
So
he looks at you strangely when you say the word attacks.
Yeah, so my apologies.
A translation issue, of course.
Yes. Suffice to say, we just have... I'm going to backpedal. We have some... We have interest in specific intelligence in Mosul, and if we are able to provide information on Turkish agents and Turkish troop movement, I will be in contact with you.
Of course. You already know Hassam.
He is a good friend.
Of course. Yeah. He can get in touch with me. We will talk.
I very much appreciate you taking time.
Of course. Anything else, Spencer? Detonate the life.
I think at the end of the day, just for you.
Why are you ticking, sir?
I actually installed a two-way communication to say he's wearing a bomb.
So I honestly, my thought here is that we have the inroad. We have the key. The key is intelligence on Turkey, and then we can just use that currency to ask for what we need. So I don't necessarily need to dive any deeper here unless you guys... have no, something
I think
specific.
They got the ability to give us the intel we need out of Mosul.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a matter of.
There's no reason to get start talking about creepy stuff with this
skin flings.
Guy. That's really dumb. Yeah. Yep. I'm drunk, but I'm not that drunk yet.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Nope.
So Landry comes home the evening of
in
the
one
ninth.
Peace.
Correct.
Ooh, a couple guys lose a bet on the base.
Yep.
Son of a
I don't know
bitch.
What do you guys like, honestly, now that it's passed and I can't ask it, should I have asked about the weird attacks or
he wouldn't have given it to you for
yeah,
free.
Yeah, I mean no. he wouldn't give it to free. Okay. I would just be showing too much of my hand. I don't know. Cody's got me paranoid.
Correct.
A drunk Cody doesn't even know what he's gonna do.
he's a wild guy. Spreadsheet, thank you.
Can you read it?
Mostly.
We talk about cells and alcohol.
He looked down. He got ready to say something, looked down at it, and then replied.
So, considering we're close to the end of the evening, where do you folks want to go? It's now April 9th.
Hastings should be getting to
correct
Baghdad tonight. Correct. She's going to spend the next several days working on these tablets.
Got that.
With Jennifer.
Correct. I think mostly Spencer is likely to be second childed in 2 weeks. So
yeah.
Actually,
most definitely.
Landry, don't you have a really good like bureaucracy?
No, actually, not so much. He is. Oh.
All kinds of surprising things on that sheet.
The actor doesn't read his lines.
I know.
We use Landry to acquire the drone.
Okay. Yeah. Correct.
That's why I know. So I think it would be a good idea to potentially use Landry as a character to start acquiring or start the communications aspect of like designing the strike force.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Procuring.
Because Landry is going to be the person who finds out. If he's the one doing it, he's going to know how quickly we're going to be able to get the assets.
Well, if we're using Kurdish forces, he's going to be the only one that can do it. Because he's the only one with the lead into him.
If we're going to use the Kurdish forces. Right. But it almost seems to me like the Kurds aren't going to do anything until they get intel about Turkish forces.
Right, which we'll have to determine if we can get now or if we need more resources to obtain.
It's like, do we use the CIA to get info?
Well, we're not going to get any info.
But we got
CIA.
Two good pieces that
unless
we're following.
Unless we kill someone.
We need to locate the entity, which it seems like the Kurdish intel is going to give us the lead on that. Mm. And then we need the intel about what to do with it.
What about using Kurdish intel to help get the CIA body count up.
Good.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good
be like,
call.
Hey, we know that you're not necessarily going to be able to help us with anything until we can provide some Turkish intel. Do you have any intel that can help us clean up some stuff will help us?
We can tell them that, you know, to get the intel in the region, we're going to have to scratch their back. You know, you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours type deal.
So
maybe having that, retroactively having that conversation to point us in the direction to get what we need to get them what they need.
Yep.
So we'll see if the drunk guy can follow our lines of logic before we end up calling it a night. Yep.
I know one thing. I don't have him role-playing Sloan while he's in this state.
No. No.
Oh, no.
No.
What are you talking about? I want that now. It's perfect. That's Sloan. Sloan's constantly drunk.
But then he's not playing a character.
Yeah.
We would like to, if possible, retroactively ask the Kurds about the bodies on the list from the CIA as a way of helping obtain their intelligence that they need. Like, we need to scratch their backs before we're able to scratch
them. Sure.
Kind of like the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing.
It's a good call.
Spencer, for Landry, make a persuade.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, he will give you some. He's willing to give up some potential targets for.
Great.
Not right now, but yes, he will.
He will get that intel to us.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Sweet. Cool.
On to the ninth.
Wasn't that the 9th already?
No, we just...
No, we're going into the 9th.
Gotcha.
Correct. It's the 9th now. Landry does make it home late. He's going to sleep all day. It's been a busy day. We're obviously getting late into the evening. Do you want to plan a strike on Rassam's house? That was proposed as the next episode, but it doesn't have to be.
It's going to depend on the intel that we get back
from
finding out who's holding that compound.
Okay.
Because you'd said that he would need a couple of days to find out. Isn't that what he said?
Ish, yeah. Okay.
But yes, I'm assuming that we're going to strike the house.
Oh, okay. We're
going
to strike.
Provided there's not a way to talk our way in.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, 4-9, Hastings arrives in Baghdad.
Yep, I've got it written down as April 8th, heading to Baghdad, April 9th, deciphering tablets.
Correct. Archaeology roll?
Let's go.
Wait a minute, my dice are over here. Let's try that one. Archaeology.
Fourth one down on the left.
Yeah, I know. Missed it by 3.
Spend some luck away.
Who else is there?
Jennifer and Kazim. They have 0 archaeology.
I will allow 1 test for either of the 2, charisma times 5.
I have 70% charisma.
I only have 55%.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a roll in Akkadian. Okay.
48.
Okay. Hastings makes a couple of faux pas. You're able to smooth it over. Research continues. Everyone who isn't Kasim, Jennifer, Hastings, or Landry, he's asleep. Anything else on the 9th?
No, Warner's still training.
Yep.
Rabini's tracking chatter.
Correct.
The goings on in the area.
Mary was going to Germany.
Correct. Sigint roll.
Yep, 54 under 80.
Okay. On the 7th, an air supply targets a laboratory of chlorine-filled rockets, gas, and other toxic materials belonging to ISIL in Al-Sawiya village in the Kara district, destroying it completely and killing 30 fighters. On the 9th, coalition airstrikes hit Mosul. 2 hit Al-Haj, south of Mosul, killing 20 militants. The Jets kill 10 militants in Al-Mahana, south of Mosul.
Both were south?
Correct.
Okay.
Otherwise, we move to the 10th.
But no more attacks?
No, that you're aware of. Unless anyone has anything to say, Mary arrives in Germany. Bureaucracy? I
was thinking that was coming.
Yep.
4,250.
You are able to get access to Sloan. You're not sure if your handler approves it, but you get access to Sloan. He is handcuffed, drumming on the table, licking his lips, wanting a cigarette.
I remembered his cigarettes.
He looks up at you. Welcome back.
We have a lot to talk about.
Sure. Can I? He points at the pack.
Hand him over.
Lighter. Ah, fuck. It feels so good not to be in the field. How's your life?
In the field.
Get fucked. What do you want?
We need to know how it works.
How?
The fucking magic.
They didn't tell you?
Nobody told us.
Sounds about right. Are you...
I explained the attacks.
I already told you about that. Like, yeah, duh. It's spreading. Stop it. So I can go home. It can end. Yeah, it's your job.
We understand that it's some type of restraint for the entity.
He shrugs.
What we don't understand is the motives of this entity and why it's moving.
Killing all of mankind, taking over the world.
No, it's more specific than that.
Maybe. I don't know that I would know that, but you could be right.
What do you know about the hypergeometry of this?
The magic.
The magic. What have you seen it do?
Blow your goddamn mind, my friend.
I'm going to snatch the cigarette pack out of his hand.
Lame.
I'm going to need more than your hippie bullshit.
All right. Just give me about 350. Loch Ness Monster.
She gave him a dollar.
Shit. That was just my minutes and seconds guess for how long it was going to take him to find the right page.
Oh.
About 350.
350.
It will shock you to discover the Eldersons listened about 11 million times.
Would it help for me to look through it?
Not quite, no.
I didn't know how drunk he was.
I think it would help a lot, actually. You mind?
The Sloan know things that will help us.
Now he's not even using the right book.
Because Mary is not leaving this goddamn cell until this man provides something fucking valuable other than his hippie nonsense.
It is pretty poetic. Cowboys ripping cowboy killers. Because that's what he's, if I remember correctly.
He talked specifically about Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want this, darling?
I'm already burnt. Let me have it.
I don't think you know what really being burned is. I'm happy to play. Give me my cigarettes back.
You ever heard of Whispers of the Spined One?
Roll sand.
$13.59.
We'll call it one. So, what Sloan will tell you is that the symbol can be used in a lot of different ways. It can be drawn in the air or inscribed on a surface. When either are done, it commands, he uses the term respect from, in air quote, others. He doesn't specify how or where or what, but he shows you how to inscribe it. It's a process, but inscribing it in something or on something or even in the air will have a negative reaction to things beyond.
So it's like an anchor.
A ward, a deterrent. It depends on the thing and the sign.
How long does the inscription process take?
In the air, a couple of minutes, maybe. The on a surface is more permanent. So it's
half an hour to an hour, probably.
Ish. He does tell you that there are more permanent ways, but it often requires bigger sacrifice than you could supply yourself.
These others, is there any way to reverse the process?
How so?
Instead of warding, to call them.
You need to bring something stronger than Morley's. He literally lights up another one. Sure, this symbol isn't foolproof. It's like a worm on a hook. Sometimes it calls, sometimes it dissuades.
This is the same elder sign?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
There's some flourish between drawing it in the air and drawing it on something, a physical medium. Basically the same idea. The most potent is to utilize other sacrifices, he says. But it takes a lot.
Do you know why it would be taking male children?
Well, he called it the father of war, right?
Right.
Maybe he's taking sons. Don't know. Can't be good, no matter what. Bad either way, I suppose. Any other questions for Sloan?
Do you have any contacts still left in the area?
Darling, I'm burned. Not that I know of. You gotta understand, I walked in here as a favor and I'm done. So
fair enough.
Maybe, but probably not. He pulls another cigarette out of the pack. Although you're doing the right thing, in my opinion, anyway. Your boss isn't here.
No, we needed to have some helpful information.
It's what I'm here for.
Am I missing anything I should be asking him?
I don't know. I'm thinking of John Carpenter's vampires where they carve crosses on their bullets. I'm wondering if we could do something like that with an elder sign.
Carve the elder sign on a mag full of bullets.
Hell yeah, bro.
fuck you.
Well, I mean, we've learned something valuable, that the cap is not special. It's the sign. Mm-hmm. That it can be inscribed, and now we have the knowledge of how to do that.
And the sand law says he told you how to do that. There may be more loss, but he told you what to do.
Getting his contact name in the region to probe for contacts that might still be available. If your character has any knowledge of old Delta Green, ask him his call sign.
This is like the old school guys, right?
Yeah, because the old guys were basically in like small splinter cell teams for the most part. Significantly smaller than like our joint force group, usually in threes and fours.
Or is Sloan his...
Or is Sloan his call sign?
Call sign.
Which it entirely...
S-cell.
That's probably more likely.
I respect what you've done.
Sure you do, darling.
I'm trying to do the same thing.
Good luck.
I've already burned every bond I had in my old life. DG's got all I got left.
It's a start.
If you're hanging up the towel, I wish you the best. To help Thanks. Me out here, throw me a bone. Give me something to fight this shit with.
Persuade.
Nice, dude.
With a
nice.
Bonus die.
40%.
That was good. That's pretty good, Cody. It's pretty good.
It is good. It's not bonus die good, but it's good.
Bullshit. 60 over 40.
You got a lot in your corner. Not like... win the day a lot, but some stuff. The sign will help. But if you want my opinion, what the fuck is going on? What happened? What came out of that goddamn Baghdad bomb that they opened? I don't know. You don't fucking know, but you need to know. And you need to know where and why and how, because that's what you have to stop. And if you're looking for fuck all anything else, you're barking up the wrong goddamn tree.
Why did you call it a bomb?
Because that's a fucking name for, right? Baghdad batteries?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the fuck came out of that, but whatever it did is bad. Find it, get rid of it. Fucking nuke the whole goddamn northern peninsula. I don't give a shit. But whatever it is, stuff the fucking genie back in the goddamn bottle. Because that's what we do here. I don't know what your fucking boss does. I don't know what these assholes do. But shove it back in the bottle and make sure it doesn't come out.
Delta Green, we stuff the goddamn genie back in the fucking bottle.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck you, Robin Williams.
I take out a second pack of marbles and toss them on the desk before giving him a nod.
Yep. Daniel, luck roll.
Call high or low?
Oh, sorry. Low.
To roll 50 or less.
No. 98.
Our rolls suck.
My rolls were good, but I burned them all, so we're done for the night.
I'm going to move on to the 11th, unless there is any argument.
Not for me.
Do you want to plan the next session? Hold on. Think about it, but we're going to start the 11th. One more thing. Start thinking about the 11th.
It would be really nice if we could. I mean, you are the omnipotent DM, GM.
Handler.
Because of my situation, it would be dope if we could somehow skip forward to the raid. Even if, I don't know.
Well, plan the raid.
If there was to be a raid, if we were to get the Kurds to do it and we were able to fast forward through, we get Turkish.
The Kurds, the Americans, the...
Well, that's the problem, though, is like if it would be, if we're just thinking very pragmatically about me not being here.
Correct.
And not like thinking about game wise, if we were to fast forward. I mean, the problem with fast forwarding is we don't know if we're going to be able to get the Turkish intelligence for the Kurds. That's the problem. So you could wave your DM hand and be like, yeah, you get the intelligence for the Kurds, and then you could do that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
If you want an assault, we can run an assault, but you need to tell me what you want to do. Before that, think about it, we can take 5 minutes to talk about it. It's now the 11th. The fuck is this? Where is Jennifer right now?
Baghdad.
Jennifer's phone rings.
Hello?
You got anything fucking for me yet? A female voice says.
We've been doing some research on the list you've sent.
Go fuck yourself, bitch. I've been looking into shit, unlike you. I have some info for you.
It's very forthcoming of you.
Yeah, because I need goddamn dead ISIL bodies. So get them to me.
Understood.
Do you? Do you really? Don't answer that. She lets you know that on April 7th, which is, of course, 4 days ago, there is a gruesome assault on an Iraqi armed platoon. Rumors say that the crew were skinned alive. Since you have a CIA contact, she can tell you that the 12 crewmen of the M1 Abrams tanks were flayed alive inside their armaments before they could apparently button up. The Iraqi army recovered the tanks, cleaned them, and put them back into service. Sounds like your killers, Jennifer.
Yeah, that fits the MO.
Yeah, I'm doing my part. Get me dead jihadis.
We'll see what we can do.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
She hangs up.
I informed the team.
So you now know it's April 11th. If you want to stage an assault on Rassam's house, let me know what you want to do. We could play that in this game's future, if that's what you want to do.
I mean, we do, but all the information we were looking for to plan said attack, we didn't actually receive today.
Correct.
So,
do you want to plan it without that intel?
It's not smooth.
We don't have manpower to plan it with.
We could get it.
Correct.
We could get it on the U.S. side, and we could get it with contractors.
Correct. Yeah. Options. Yeah. Obviously.
The smarter choice would be to wait on the Kurdish intel.
Yeah. I mean, it really would.
And possibly Kurdish muscle as well.
Because, yeah.
Kurdish intel? Sure. Kurdish muscle? Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, I think the intel is important. We need to know I want to know who's there.
Then yes, we need to get American forces, I guess.
But on the other hand, it's already been a week.
Yeah.
If they were extracting anything out of that place, we probably lost it.
Do you wait? Do you not? Your call.
I mean, we got to move on it.
Honestly, I guess my only request would be that since I'm going to be gone, that if we move on it, that I uphold my word to the Kurds.
We give
them a heads up, and we let just in case there's anyone there. So okay. Someone remember that, please.
Yeah, it's an option. Obviously, Spencer is going to be somewhere else in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we could do the assault in 2 weeks. We could do this game in 2 weeks. It's your call. You could, if you want to rush an assault because you're worried about losing intel, you could do it. You could wait, inform the Kurds, and do a whole thing and lose another 4 or 5 days.
Are we okay with having outside the game discussion, outside this table right now, discussion, and by Wednesday have a decision of whether we want to try and force something next session or we want to come back here?
Yeah, we can.
I'm fine with that.
Discord. Yeah, because he needs to get out the door.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
And I also I'm good. I'm good with text or Discord. That's fine.
Okay.
So we'll leave it there. It's the 11th. Irene has called Jennifer with information. We have folks in Baghdad. We have folks in training. We have folks who came back from the Kurds. We have folks who just got done talking to Sloane.
And I personally like drunk Sloane. I think it was great. It was great.
That's what it is. Drunk Sloane.
Yeah, there was no acting in there. That was just Cody.
100%. What is that?
I was going to make the comment of like whether or not Grady was being just unhelpful versus Sloane being unhelpful. And I was like, oh, there's no point in asking this question.
Correct. Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Same thing.
Sloane was pretty damn helpful. We got the, I think it's actually pretty huge that we got the,
we can,
he is officially trained in.
Correct.
In geometry.
That one character understands the Elder Sign.
Can that.
The plane goes down on the way back to Baghdad.
Right.
Shut your mouth.
Don't you dare bring that into existence.
He's not going to remember. He doesn't even listen to the sessions.
That's fair.
There was a certain point when I made a comment about the slurring, is that's usually when you know Grady's no longer going to remember from here on out.
That's amazing. Can that character who has learned those spells teach it to others? Or
that presumes that spells are learned, but sure.
Okay.
You might have passed something to her.
But yeah, no, you've learned some things from Sloan. How that goes for you.
There was an inside joke there about Whispers of the Spined One. It was a made-up spell that Grady...
He was there. He knows Whispers of the Spined One is.
You remember what it is? Did he explain to all of us?
I think it was in that session.
Yeah. So just because you've been told a certain thing doesn't mean that...
9 years ago, 10 years ago, I will fucking die before I tell my brother-in-law what that spell is. Fucking play the game, Daniel. Not this Daniel, other Daniel. He played a game and I gave him a spell and he didn't bother to learn it, so fuck him.
Amazing.
And it's great because other players remember what it's called. All right. There we go. Discuss, decide, what are we doing in 2 weeks?
Whatever we do with this tactical group, I think we also use them to take out these bodies for CIA.
Because you could send in a group, recruit a team, tell them what to do, decide who's going. We could run a whole session with other players, with 1, 2, 3 of you being present.
Legitimately, from like an entertainment perspective, the idea of bringing in 4 of our friends, just couple, you know, 4 mooks to try to like deal with this shit is just... It's like the version of the first... I want it to be the version of the first episode, but with American soldiers.
Yeah, that's no.
That's what I want.
That's what it would be. That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah, no,
it's what it would be. Because you're going to tell me a thing. I'm going to require rolls. And then depending on what you roll, I'm going to give the players orders. So if you decide, it's like, oh yeah, these characters are going, but as of right now, characters are all over Central or Eastern Europe. You don't have everybody. Yep. Good luck, fuckers. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast, Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. What it is, I don't wanna see no more.